Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I've got Lindsay Perry with me. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, if you don't mind, I'm going to be a bit self-indulgent today because I'm struggling with something and I'm hoping you can help. I think other people will be struggling with the same sort of thing in the weeks and months to come. But I'm obviously sort of up my training quite a bit. I'm training for Ironman South Africa, also running Comrades again this year. But I'm just really battling with fatigue. I am always tired. I mean, yes, I'm up early cycling in the mornings or swimming or running. But come 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm absolutely shattered. I can't keep my eyes open. I mean, I'm working quite a bit as well at the moment. What could I do? Should I be sleeping more? Should I be looking at nutrition? Should I be taking supplements? What can I do to get rid of this just feeling tired all the time?
Yeah, look, Brad, it actually really is a good question, and it is something that I think affects a lot of athletes. And I'm glad you added in that last part in the question about the fact that you're working hard. And you know, the reality of our situations for most of us is that we are training for really grueling events. I mean, you're training for the Ironman and for Comrades. There's plenty of people that will be joining you on the start line at Ironman. A lot of people on the podcast are training for Comrades specifically, and that demands an enormous number of hours, but at the same time, we have an enormous amount of work stress. So, look, the best advice that I can give is that the best way for you to be successful on this journey is to find a balance that allows you to maintain slightly better and to not be as tight. And the things that you would look at to improve that would be finding a way to get a little bit more sleep. It's making sure that you eat an incredibly healthy diet and really look after your nutrition, because if the better you recover and the better you look after your body, the less fatigue you are going to feel. And also, particularly because you're getting sleepy in that 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's often indicative of the fact that you're probably eating unhealthy, simple carbohydrates. You know, you're eating on the run, you're probably not eating in, you know, good quality, healthy whole foods, but just grabbing a snack bar or just grabbing a smoothie or just, you know, or an energy drink or a shake. And that's not really the best way to sustain an incredibly busy work situation and hard training cycle. If you are getting enough sleep and you are really looking after your nutrition, but, you know, your work training situation is just such that you're still struggling with fatigue, then you have to take a route of going, well, look, a little bit less training is actually going to be more beneficial because I'm going to feel better when I'm training. I'm going to feel better the rest of the day. I'm going to be more consistent. I'm less likely to get sick. And so even if I arrive at the start line having done a bit less training than I would have liked to have done, it's been consistent all the way through. And yeah, those are really the best pieces of advice I can give you.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm a bit worried I might fall asleep in the middle of my radio show in the afternoon. So I think that is coming. It'll be the first in my career, but I've got a sneaking suspicion it might happen. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. And yeah, we look forward to touching base again on the next podcast. If you've got questions you'd like answered, all you need to do is head over to the website, coachperry.com. If you want it answered right now, be sure to join the online community. Just go to coachperry.com/join. That's where you can sign up and get your question answered straight away. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.